go and land on the island?
Oh, I would only for once a week, perhaps for maybe three or four times, that's all. It's not necessary. I can see most of it in the boat. But you know, one of the things that when the birds are all there, the gulls, are, when all the birds are incubating their eggs, I've got a friend, he's now given up because he's not very well, but came for years with his boat. In the spring, he would always have a few gull eggs. And he always brought my bottle of medicine, a bottle of that, you know. There you are, Gordon, you need to resuscitate yourself sometime. But we'd have a couple of scotches aboard and coffee or tea, whatever, I don't. But he would stay there, even after that, a warden for me. He was an auxiliary coast guard as well, but a lovely catch, him and his wife. We communicate regularly now. But he used to love that and say how he could sleep with the murmuring of the gulls when they're there, even before they've got their chicks. It's like a satisfying murmur. The whole air is just one continual. And these are Eric and his wife, and his wife Erica, used to say, well, it's just like taking tablets, a sedative to them. And they would love to come here and just stay. Sometimes they'd stay a week until the river got crowded and then they'd move out. But they just love it here. Unfortunately, they've sold their boat now. He had a heart attack and had to give up and everything. But we still have fun. Those are nice things. How's that?